Attention all passengers. We are now passing the third moon of Saturn. Some local turbulence may be experienced. Please alight to the observation deck where light refreshments will be served.
Doctor, I think we're in the wrong place.
I thought you said this place was bustling with excitement.
What are you talking about? It's empty.
And it smells.
He's right, Doctor. It does smell.
Well, I must say, I find this very odd. This is, or was, the Golden Moon Space Station, the greatest entertainment centre in the universe. I thought I'd treat you both to some of its wonders.
The Golden Moon. Doctor, why do we only ever visit space stations with gay names?
That's simply not true. What about when we stopped the Cybermen from taking over the Earth by hijacking the Silver Swan pleasure cruiser?
Gay again?
Anyway, whatever it's called, it looks like it's gone out of business to me.
And if that's the case, it would be a great shame. They had a whole shop devoted to Battenberg. A whole shop! It was truly unique.
Perhaps they just scaled it down.
Actually, the Battenberg shop was really quite small to begin with.
I think Nick was talking about the station as a whole, Doctor.
Yes, I suppose it's possible we could have materialised in a closed-off section. The last time I was here, there were thousands of people wandering the corridors like this one.
Should we have a look around, then?
I see no reason why not, Nick.
Except, of course, the usual reasons.
The usual reasons, Rob?
Oh, you know, the trouble we always get into and the trail of destruction we occasionally leave.
Wait! Stop! Do you hear something?
Whoever that is, it certainly isn't human!
I recognise that noise. If I'm not mistaken, that's the sound of a Mark IV galactic security droid. So this station can't be totally abandoned.
Security? Why do I get the feeling that we're shortly going to be looking at the inside of another prison cell?
Uh-oh, here it comes! That was a close thing!
Nick, look, you two head down that corridor over there. I'll lead the guard away.
Right!
You there, what do you think you're doing?
I wonder if you could help me. I seem to have a little problem with security.
Intruder! Contact lamps will be terminated.
It's all right, guard. I'll deal with this man. He looks harmless enough.
And man here.
Was there someone else with you?
Yes, my two friends. We meant no harm, I assure you, Mr.
Mills. My name's Mills.
Well, Mr. Mills, I'm the doctor, and I assure you, myself and my friends meant no harm.
Guard, find this man's friends, but do not harm them. Now then, perhaps you'd care to tell me exactly what you're doing here? Guest arrivals haven't even begun yet.
Arrivals for what, Mr. Mills?
I'm asking the questions. How did you get here?
I travelled here in a ship. We landed some distance away. I was hoping to show my friends the wonders of the Golden Moon Entertainment Station, the greatest free entertainment arcade this side of the Beckham Nebula.
Ha! You're a little late. That place has been closed for 6 years.
Oh dear, 6 years out. Well, at least it wasn't a decade.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Mills. Why did it shut down?
Why do you think? It was free. It went bust.
I wonder if you could tell me what this station is used for now.
Listen, Doctor, you're lucky I didn't have that guard drag you to the brig. Once you and your friends are reunited, you better get packing. Yes, thank you. Can't you see I'm talking to this man?
Customers? So I take it this station is still getting some business of some description.
Yes, all right. For goodness sake, it's like talking to Tintin. Mills here.
Mills, did you know the arrivals are, arriving?
Yes, Controller, I got the message. I was just about to go to the docking bay to supervise the welcome procedure.
Never mind, just about to. Stop passing around down there and get on with it.
Very good, sir. Controller Leckard wants me in the docking bay. I'll leave you here under guard. I don't want you causing any more trouble. Guards! Guards! Oh, they're never around when I need them.
Looks like you're stuck with me then, Mr. Mills.
Unfortunately, you seem to be right. Come along.
I think we've lost them.
Wow. What is this place? It looks like some kind of concert hall.
Perhaps it is. The doctor did say this station was some kind of entertainment centre.
What's that on the stage?
It looks like some sort of small machine.
What's this cylinder for? Looks like you stand inside it.
Leave it, Rob.
Oh, I'm just having a look. Jeez, you never let me touch anything even vaguely interesting.
Yes, well, not after that time you mistook the Doctor's time vector generator for the video recorder and put the whole of the Crax Empire in a 2 millennia time loop trying to take desperate housewives.
I'll be best just to...
Do not move.
Oh dear.
Attention all staff. Prepare for customer arrival.
So, Mr. Mills, ready to tell me what's going on here yet?
Not even nearly ready.
I'll find out sooner or later, you know.
Docking procedure beginning.
Well, not from me. Now be quiet. The punters are here.
How many customers are you expecting?
A few hundred. Important people, too. Company directors, pop stars, galactic MPs.
Docking procedure concluded. Prepare for customer arrival.
Well, here we go. Welcome, welcome aboard. Welcome to the station. Welcome. Glad to have you
here. I think this might be a good time to slip away.
All your fantasies will become a reality.
Oi, get off! This jacket is a Gucci!
In a world where Gucci own Primark.
Prisoners will remain silent.
Thank you. You may go now. Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Leckard, controller of this station. But no doubt you already knew that.
Actually, I didn't.
Excellent. Now then, perhaps you would care to tell me what exactly you were doing snooping around my station.
Oh, it was just an accident.
Yeah, we have a ship. We landed on one of the lower levels.
I was not informed of any ships arriving. Those blasted security guards. Why am I surrounded by idiots?
It really was just an accident. We came here with a friend, and he thought this place was an entertainment centre.
That closed years ago. Anyway, I don't have time for this. My audience awaits.
Your audience?
You can join my guests. You don't seem to be any threat, but I shall want to talk to you later.
Well, very nice of you to let us off.
I never let anyone off. I am merely busy and... you are potential customers.
Customers for what?
Oh, you shall see. Everyone will, and they will be amazed.
He sounds a bit loony.
Don't complain. How often do we get let off in these kind of situations?
Come along, gentlemen. It is time to change the galaxy.
Sorry, beg your pardon. Ooh. Ah, a good seat. Now I wonder if someone could tell me what's going on.
Sir! I am the Baron of Baralis, and I demand your silence.
My apologies, Baron.
The Baron is satisfied.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am honoured that you all chose to attend this demonstration. The technology I shall unveil to the universe today
shall change the way we live our lives. Now I shall hand you over to Professor Frace, the leader of the scientific team which has made all this possible.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to be here to unveil this great project myself and my team have been...
Well, before Professor Frace bores you all to death, I think it's only fair you see our new technology in action. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Paradise Machine.
Very interesting. I wonder...
Silence!
The Paradise Machine has been years in the making, but finally, with the funding of the Galactic Bank itself, it has been completed ahead of schedule. Professor Frace, a test subject, please.
You with the two small trousers and the slightly vague look on your face.
Me? Oh, well, I don't know if...
Watch it, Rob. We don't know anything about that machine up there.
Oh, come along, young man. Don't be shy.
Curse the nine players. Will you get a move on, Frace? The clientele are getting restless. Drag him up here if you have to. Oh, move out of the way and let me do it.
Zoinks!
Rob! That's Rob. It looks like he's in trouble. Wait! Stop up there!
Quiet, cretin! The Baron is impatient for the demonstration to begin.
Now then. Let me explain how the machine works. The subject will step inside the processing cylinder and our brainwave scanner will download their memory into its central core. The machine will then deduce what the subject's perfect paradise scenario is, and the subject will then enter the virtual reality arena, a small area in the back of the machine sensitive to his or her needs and desires, as detected by the sensor array. The subject will then be permitted to live out the rest of their life inside the machine, controlling their own personal paradise. A fine way to live. I'm sure you will all agree.
The Baron of Morales has a question.
Yes. What is it, my dear Baron?
What happens if the subject wants to be removed from the machine?
The subject merely has to loudly state the chosen phrase of our designers. I'm a subject of the Paradise Machine. Get me out of here. And the subject will be returned to reality.
The Baron is satisfied.
Now, to press on with the demonstration. While we have been talking, Professor Frace has set up a visual link to our subject's mind, which will enable us to share his paradise for a few moments.
Ooh, this really doesn't sound like a good idea.
Now then, sir, are you ready for paradise?
You mean... I'm going to enter my own personal paradise, and everyone in the hall's going to be watching.
Activate the Paradise Machine.
Been journeying through this labyrinth all day.
We're nearly at the center. That's the only way to free the people of this wretched, enslaved world.
Well, at least let me rest on this stone here for a moment. I don't know how we've come this far.
But that's me. It seems to be a fantasy of one of our adventures. One of those lost, made-up ones we've never had.
Eight breasts?
Well, I couldn't have done it without my dear and trusted companions. The Doctor... and Mum. Now let's see if we can get past this final step.
What? Why is Rob in charge? And where am I?
Halt! Who intrudes on the Temple of Kraktow?
A Nymon! I should have known everything fits! The labyrinth, the tributes, and the black hole we fell down! This world must have been invaded!
Oh, you sort things out, Robbie. You always do.
You are too late, Rob. In 30 seconds, the temple will become the transport point for a new race of Nymon. Even you cannot stop us. You see, we have something you want.
Help! Help me, Rob! Army! Army!
Oh, do something, Rob. I'm so flapping and helpless.
Oh, Rob.
Only you could do something clever to save the day.
Yes, maybe you could send it to the end of a time corridor like you did with that Sekhmet the Undead.
Hang about. What if I use my sonic doohickey to reverse the polaritytons of the neutronington flowmy what's it?
Oh, we didn't think of that. Oh, damn you, Rob.
Now, let me see. Journey of life? I'll show you where you can stick that.
Yes, well, I think we've seen enough now, Controller.
Well, quite. Well, you've all seen this rather strange young man's fantasy. But it only goes to prove that whatever your dream, the Paradise Machine can make it true.
Is it over? What happened?
You're one weird guy, Rob. Come on, I see the doctor over there.
Everyone, I shall be ready to accept your payment for use of this fantabulous machine in the ballroom.
Can you believe that Paradise Machine thing? It was like being asleep, except I had the most amazing dream.
We know. Anyway, this Paradise Machine is all very well, but why would anyone want to spend the rest of their life living in it?
If you have the money, I suppose you can afford the luxury. Not that I would approve of it, of course. You'd be living a lie.
Doctor?
Ah, Mr. Mills. You look tired.
I am bloody tired. Nearly got trampled to death by thousands of pompous millionaires, and then spent another hour trying to find you.
Did you check the auditorium?
No.
I was in the auditorium.
You?
I do believe that's Professor Thrace over there, and I'd like a word with him.
Hang on.
Later, Mr. Mills, later. Professor!
Hello.
I wonder if I might be able to ask you a few questions about your Paradise Machine.
My Paradise Machine? It's been a long time since I heard it called that. It's actually a neuronic, endostimulating, pleasure-ribulating, sensorological transmutifier. But you could call it a Paradise Machine if it helps. It's quite a catchy name.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, not many people have. I'd certainly be a bit gutted if I found out you could pick one up from the other side of the galactic cluster, Mr...
It's Doctor, actually.
Well, I'm not supposed to discuss the full extent of my research with anyone, Doctor.
I hope the Professor isn't keeping you, sir.
Not at all, Controller. I was simply curious about the workings of the machine.
Well, I'm afraid all details of the workings of the machine are kept secret from all but our research team and myself. Please refrain from asking any more questions. Professor, I suggest you return to your laboratory. I will need to speak to you soon.
You met the egomaniac then?
Yes, although he seems to be determined to keep this project a secret, and from the way Professor Thrace was acting, I may pay him a private visit.
Well, you better hurry. Here comes Columbo.
Doctor, come back.
Keep him occupied. There's more going on here than meets the eye.
Hello, Professor.
Controller, I didn't see you there.
That's because I turned the lights off for dramatic effect.
Can I help you with something, sir?
That man you were talking to, how much did you tell him?
Nothing, Controller. I promise.
Oh, You promised, do you? Is that why you've been trying to send coded messages to the Earth Intelligence Bureau for the past 3 months?
What do you mean?
Oh, I've known all about your treachery, Professor. But I needed you to continue your work until the project was complete. Where else could I find someone as spineless and easy to control?
I'm sorry, Controller. I don't want a part in any of this. I just want to get out of here!
Of course you do, my dear. And I shall show you your way out. Guards!
Oh no! No, no, please!
Open the door to death for this gibbering imbecile. Then kick him through.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, Professor.
No!
Let's see. Section 7, Area 3, Research Labs. Oh dear. What happened to you, Professor? Those are laser wounds. This looks like the work of those security guards. But why? A malfunction?
My God, what have you done?
I assure you, Controller, I had nothing to do with this. Look at these injuries. One of your guards killed this man.
Nonsense. You're a saboteur sent here to ruin our hard work. Guards! Execute this man. Yes? What is it?
Controller Leckard, are we still on schedule?
Perfectly on schedule, as I told you earlier.
Do you have the doctor?
Yes, I have the man here.
You are not to kill him. I wish to see him first.
What do you mean you want to see him? Why?
That is no concern of yours. Just do as you're told and bring me the doctor before I do something unkind to you.
Well, Doctor, it appears you have friends in high places. Tor Grey, head of the Galactic Bank, would like to speak with you. Damn his eyes. Guards, take him to Grain's ship. But don't think this is a permanent reprieve, Doctor. Merely a stay of execution.
Welcome, Doctor.
Mr. Garain, I presume.
Do sit down. Would you care for some tea, Doctor? I'm told you had a fondness for it.
And who, might I ask, told you that?
Information is my business, Doctor. Well, business is my business.
Really? From what I have seen, killing is your business.
Occasionally, I do need to use forceful methods to force clients to pay what they owe, but it's just business, nothing personal.
Was the massacre on Thenos 4 just business?
Ah, I was wondering when you were going to mention that. Your presence on Thenos 4 during that incident is well documented.
I saw firsthand what your Galactic Bank did to punish a client who wouldn't pay overdraft fees.
And you put a stop to our plan to assume control of the planet.
You forced my hand. I do not tolerate that kind of exploitation, Garain.
You do not tolerate? If one planet does not pay what it owes to the bank, and we let them off, others will do the same. Soon the economy would be in chaos. I must keep things running smoothly.
Is that how you justify it to yourself?
I do not need to justify anything. Some of us have real responsibilities, Doctor. We do not simply flit around through space and time.
Oh, believe me, Garain, I know more about responsibility than you could possibly imagine.
Because you're a Time Lord. Oh yes, I know all about you, Doctor. I have read countless reports.
And now what? Do you plan on killing me too?
Oh no, Doctor. I wish to offer you a job.
A job?
A job.
You can't be serious.
I'm always serious. It would be most useful to have a Time Lord in my employ. You would be paid handsomely. Your advice would be invaluable. All that information you possess about the future could be put to such wonderful use.
You have so much information, Mr. Grain, but such little wisdom. If you truly knew all about me, you would know I couldn't be bought, and that I would never ally with an exploiter like you.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that, Doctor, because it means I have no further use for you.
Very well. Goodbye, Mr. Grain.
Goodbye, Doctor. Oh, and please don't worry about your friends. The young man Rob has experienced his fantasies. Maybe your friend Nick should have a turn. I'm sure he'll love it to death.
Nick! No!
Take the doctor outside. See that he comes to some harm.
Oh dear, this is the point at which I could really use someone to pop up and rescue me.
Take aim. 3.
But then, that would be incredibly lucky.
2. 1.
And sometimes, even a Time Lord's luck runs out.
Fire!